Hello?
Hi, Mr. Bart?
Yeah.
My name is Robert, sir, with Bayside Business Advisors, sir. I'm just following up on our decks regarding your interest, sir. We work with business owners to find the right funding solutions for you to move forward, sir. Are you on the market for financials, sir?
Yes.
Okay. You have a few minutes to talk, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit more about your business, sir?
Dog grooming.
Dog grooming, okay.
Yeah.
No problem. Can I ask you a few questions?
Sure.
Okay. Is the name of the business still... actually, I don't have the name of your business. What's the name of the business, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
It's Bart's Dog Grooming.
Bart's Dog Grooming, got it. What's the biggest dog you ever groomed?
Irish Wolfhound.
Wow.
No Great Danes? Oh, I do a lot of Great Danes. They're not as big.
They're not as big? Wow.
They're not as big.
Yeah, the other ones you probably need a ladder to get on them.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, it's a joke. You know, I'm a dog lover too. I had a couple of Mastiffs in my life, and they're big.
Yeah, I do a lot of Mastiffs, a lot of Pit Bulls. That's basically all I do. It's just very, very large dogs.
Why does people think that the pit bulls are bad?
They're not. It's how they're treated.
Ah, you know what? I got mine, sir. I had a blue nose since a baby.
Uh-huh.
He was stupid, man. He was stupid. Like I say, like a kid.
Yeah, and they all are about stupid until they hit about 2 and 3.
No.
And then a light comes on and they calm down.
But the funny part is the mine was stupid in the way that he was a clown.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Your full name is Mr. Bart Christensen, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Let me ask you. How long you been in business, sir?
7 years.
Wow. That's a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was working under Tina's All Pet Grooming. In fact, she still has like half the business.
Mm-hmm.
We were working inside of a country feed store.
Gotcha.
And leasing a shop space or a shop space in there.
But it's always better when you get your own thing, huh?
Oh yeah, because I mean, rather than paying $675 a month just to lease their spot, I built the shed out here, right here in the yard, for under a grand.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, I think it's actually a great, great move. Because you know what I used to do before this? I used to clean pools. I used to clean pools.
Uh-huh.
And I used to be a one-man operation until I got tired.
Right.
I'm 55, and, you know, government money, so that's what I don't do. I don't do anything anymore. Best email, Mr. Bart?
My email?
Mm-hmm.
It's bchristensen620@gmail.com.
Gotcha. And you say it's pet grooming, huh?
Yeah.
What state are you on, Mr. Bart?
Utah.
Utah. Wow. Yeah, I grew up in California.
Yeah, I'm about 8 hours away from there.
Yeah, no, I know. I used to have friends in close to Salt Lake City.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm way down south from there. I'm about 4 hours south.
Gotcha. What's your monthly revenue looks like, Mr. Bart? Ballpark.
It's about 5,000.
Okay. And your credit score ballpark, sir?
I don't have any.
Oh, you don't have any?
Literally, you know, it's like
gotcha, starting, huh?
Yeah.
You ever had any MCAs, business loans?
No.
Okay, gotcha. And you ever had a non-sufficient funds on your name?
No.
Gotcha, no worries. Any tax liens, judgments, bankruptcy?
Nope.
Gotcha.
shit. I don't even pay taxes.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I wouldn't. That's what I wanted to marry a native girl, so you don't have to pay taxes. But didn't work.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work because my wife is half Navajo, and that still doesn't work for that.
Mm-hmm. Mine didn't work either. And
yeah,
I was actually trying to marry a girl from Mid South. You know, like what is it called? Cherokee.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and she's still around though. We still see.
That's cool.
Yeah, but not in that way.
Yeah.
I took myself a little Mexican girl, so much better. They
yeah. That's what I'd rather have.
Yeah. Well, hey, I've got a couple sisters. She got a couple sisters.
Huh? Give him my number.
You want to come hang around one of these days? Yeah, we'll do it. So
absolutely.
On your own, huh?
Uh huh.
My boss likes to hear stories.
That's cool.
That's what we try to get a little familiar with our customer. Well, we don't call them customer, with our peers. You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
What are you looking for? Are you looking to start a new business, capital, additional funding, lowering my current loan payments, debt reductions, need to explore options?
Making my shop bigger.
That's additional funding. Got it.
Yep.
No hardship yet, huh? Oh, you do?
No. Okay. No, not for me. Even COVID, I got busier. because people were sitting home with their dogs going, man, you stink, you need a bath. So yeah, I got busier.
Got you. What are we looking for? How much?
I don't know, between 2 and 3. We'll start small.
Got you. We're gonna go for 5.
Okay.
You know, we get it. Preferred term length? 1 or 3 months, 4 or 7 months, longer than 7 months.
Oh, let's go a year.
Okay, longer than 7 months it is. If I send you an email later on, would you be able to actually send me 3 months of bank statements?
If my mobile apps work, yes.
Okay, no worries. You can do it later on in the house if you want.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I just got to look it up and then pull up reports like off my Cash App, off my Venmo, and my, and my Square. I use those three.
If I can ask you to provide a driver's license just to prove the business ownership, would you be able to do?
Yep.
Okay, no problem.
I mean, I can send you a copy of my business cards and stuff like that too.
Gotcha. Also, I will want you to send me a voided check for bank verification. Can you do that too?
No. I don't deal with checks.
Oh,
I don't deal with banks.
Got you.
Everything is either cash or check or...
Got you.
Well, not check, but, you know,
ask. Quick question, Mr. Bart. If I send you that email in within the next 5 minutes, when would you be able to actually send me all this paperwork? I'm trying to do this because the fastest I get those paperwork, the fastest I can give it to him. My underwriting is as quick as probably fast lining. He will actually check it right away, and we have answers for you in less than 24 hours because we know you guys are busy. We know you guys don't want to waste your time. We don't want to waste our time, and so we want to make sure that you get your money instead of going around the bush.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, it'll be about 4 o'clock the latest.
Okay. I'm going to put ASAP.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bart. Like I say, after you turn in these two documents, my team will review and determine whether you qualify for a good funding. You know, like you say, you know, you stay within the limits of under $10,000. That's actually not bad. I haven't seen anybody get denied for that much money.
Yeah.
No, it's like basically, if I were your friend and I have those $5,000, I'll give it to you. Kind of deal like that. And, you know, we are not that bad, you know, like not like every other lender that they try to actually get a kid or a kidney before we get some money.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah, no, we are pretty much down to earth. We don't kill people or get organs in order to actually get paid.
If it would build my credit, I'd actually sign it. But you know, hey.
listen. Okay, I'm gonna send you right now the email with all the pertinent information, and I will expect your documents, and I'll give them to them on the writing. And it was a pleasure talking to you, Mr. Bart. My name is Robert Lopez. I'm with, like I say, Bayside Business Advisor, and we'll be looking forward to talk to you again, sir. Thank you for your time.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.